trip where anything can happen. And usually does. But this Christmas, get ready to raise the stakes when the road trip becomes...
You tried like my grandmother! This is awesome!
The Road Chip.
Oh, God. Welcome to MoviespoilersPodcast.com, people. I am one of your hosts, Wayne. Living up to one of my bits, one of them that I should never have listened to or carried out, that is watching and reviewing Elvin and the Chipmunks' The Road Chip. Yes, chip people, not trip, chip. Get that? Humorous. Fuck off. Yes, people, if you're not aware of this, I know the movie's been out for a while in America. It just came out here recently in Australia, so I couldn't review it. I couldn't find an illegal download. I had to go and actually pay and watch this shit and review it. So here I am, living up to my bet, people. So people, what I've done here is I've actually done two reviews for this. This is going to be the detailed version of my general thoughts, but if you want to see a good rant, go check out my 5-minute rush video on this, because that shit gets pretty heated. But here, I've cooled down. I'm now going to be relevant. I'm now going to actually break down what I like and and dislike about this film. Keep it in mind, people, I have never seen the other Elvin and the Chipmunks movie. Keep it in fact, I've never seen fucking anything of Elvin and the Chipmunks. The only thing remotely related I have with Elvin and the Chipmunks is when Paulie from Rocky IV is listening to Elvin and the Chipmunks' Christmas music in the middle of Russia. That is about the relevance I have with Elvin and the Chipmunks. But you know what, people? My review might actually surprise you. Did I love it? Did I like it? Did I hate it? Only time can tell. I think you're pretty obvious what it's going to be. Well, let's just start this review, people. Where to begin? As I have never seen the other fucking Elvin and the Chipmunks movie. Okay, let's go through them. 2007, we got Elvin and the Chipmunks. Then, in 2009, just a great 2 years later, we got Elvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakle. Get it? They're really good with these fucking titles. Squeakle. And then, in 2011, Elvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. You can see what they're going here, people. And then, of course, now we're on to Road Chip. My God, for starters, if that's the titles you can come up with, what chance did you think that this film was actually going to be any good? Especially going up against that fucking Force Awakens, what chance did you ever think possible you would even make any slight money off this? But apparently, they tried, they failed, what else do you expect? Alright, now, just to understand where I'm coming from, people, I had to go and watch this movie. I had to pay. Not only did I have to pay, like, money to see this, I had to pay the equivalent of the Australian dollar to actually watch this movie. And guess what? People, the Australian dollar for a movie ticket here in Australia cost me $22 to pay and watch this shit. 22 of my hard-earned fucking dollars to come and watch this shit. So, let's just go through the summary of what I can understand, because I haven't seen the other ones, so I'm going to break it down for what I can get. Elvin the Chipmunks, they were famous. Now, apparently their owner, Dave, I think his name was, played by Jason Lee, Brandon Lee, with a fucking Brandon Lee would have been awesome in this movie. But no, it's played by Jason Lee, who is Dave, their owner, their master, their father figure, or something, so to speak. Fuck knows why, but because I haven't seen the other ones, how the fuck do I know? All I know is, Elvin the Chipmunks were famous, he doesn't want to sing anymore. Fuck knows why, because I didn't explain this movie. So I am completely lost with what's going on there. And then, of course, you've got the Chipettes, who are played by, you know, fucking Christine Applegate and whoever the fuck, I don't know. I don't know how they're famous and why they're on American Idol hosting. That just sums it up right here. Elvin and the Chipmunks, you have the Chipettes hosting American Idol. That's what the world's coming to, people. But the basic breakdown that I can gather from this plot line before I give any kind of synopsis on what I thought about this is, once again, you have the Chipmunks, they're famous, not anymore. Apparently their father figure, Dave, who is going out with some, I don't know, some bitch, Samantha, or some bloody thing, they've been dating for a while. I don't know if she was in the other ones, couldn't give a fuck either. Apparently he likes her. She's got a fucking arsehole of a son called Miles, who treats the Chipmunks like shit and fucking hits them around. Of course, who wouldn't? I mean, the Chipmunks, they could take a beating. Why wouldn't you do it? You know, smashing them with golf clubs, which I actually respect for this kid. So you know what? To me, he's meant to be portrayed as the baddie. To me, he's the hero. So go fuck yourself, movie. Just actually trying to remember what happens in this movie is fucking painful enough. So basically, Dave and Samantha are talking about getting, you know, engaged. They've been going out for a while. You know, he's literally trying to join this family together as one. So it's like, you know, Alvin, Simone, and Simone or Simon. Yeah, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Theodore. What the fuck come this Theodore? They're trying to, you know, bring the family together and say, yo, we want you to meet, you know, Samantha's son, Miles, and try and hit it off as friends, you know. You guys might be even brothers one day. And of course, you know, God treats them like shit, so why the fuck are they going to relate to him, you know? And then basically the rest of this plot is they find out that Dave is going to propose to Samantha while in Miami on some fucking work vacation he's on or some shit. And the whole thing is about, you know, Miles and the three chipmunks going, you know what, we need to somehow stop this marriage from happening. We can't be related because, you know, how bad would that be? You know, so you can pick the plot from here on in. You know, arsehole brother, stepbrother to be, and three fucking chipmunks. You know, what's going to happen? It's pretty fucking obvious. And that's literally the whole plot of this. So literally, they go on a fucking road trip, and go to Miami to try and stop this engagement. That is the plot. That is the plot there. Now, you have some little hijinks that happen along the way, which are fucking hilarious, so to speak. So let's talk about some side characters here. We have Agent Suggs, or Agent Sucks, or Agent Fuck Yourself, whatever the hell he was, played by Tony Hale. One of, if not the most annoying characters I have ever fucking bear witness to in any fucking film. This guy is literally, he steps straight off a Michael Bay fucking Transformers movie, playing a goofball fucking detective agent, bloody Marshal of the Sky or some bullshit, who literally is just a fucking there for a gimmick. Everything he does is a slapstick joke, running into a street sign, passing out and getting Alvin and the Chipmunks tattoo on his back while having a drinking session with him. Literally getting hit in the nuts by Theodore, whatever, Simon, whatever. I lose track of what bloody monk is one, you know, chipmunk is this and that. He's there literally just to be beaten around. And you know, I could tolerate that. I love slapstick. I love the Three Stooges. These chipmunks, they are not the Three Stooges. And God forbid anyone ever compare fucking Theodore, Simon, and Alvin to Moe, Curly, and Larry. Even Shemp I'd put in above these motherfuckers. Now let's talk about some other cameos here, people. We have the legendary afro-wearing, big-glasses-wearing motherfucker himself, Red Foo. Oh my God, if I couldn't hate you enough. I mean, this guy, if you don't know, is on Australia's X Factor or X Bullshit, whatever the goddamn the show is. I hate him because I don't know who he is. I don't know why he's famous. I don't know why he's in this movie. And I really do not care. But yet they have a whole intro scene with him at a disco that I'm trying to work out. It's meant to be a party for Dave for his birthday or some shit, and he's not even there. And then Red Foo's there doing DJ with a whole goddamn disco bloody ballroom scene. It is literally one of the worst intros I have seen to a movie. And it would be different if the music was good. But Red Foo, I hate you and I hate your music. So at least if the Chipmunks could have gave me good music, I could at least go, oh, whatever. But they, big butts and cannot lie, all this bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys coming up with? And literally, I'm trying to think of a scene in this whole film that made me laugh. And you know what? There isn't. There is not. Even a good fart joke gets ruined when Theodore, I think it is, big fat little bastard, green, the one with the green shirt, he farts and moves like a Cheeto ball around or something. It's like, and I'm sitting in an audience with the most dumbest pieces of shit who are literally doing this. They are applauding and clapping along to the music. I swear to God, the IQ of the world is fucking plummeting, people. Especially when you have, I mean, I can forgive kids, okay? I can forgive you, alright? You don't know better. You know, you want to cheer along and enjoy this kind of film? Be my guest. You can. But when your parents are there, singing along, chanting, and jumping up and down, and clapping, as far as I'm concerned, they should have aborted you before you were born, to save you the pain of having to realise your parents are fucking morons, alright? So literally, the plot line of this film becomes with Agent Slugsworth, or Sluckworth, is trying to hunt down the chipmunks and, what was it, Miles, because they tried to abort a plane and yeah, Miles didn't, he snuck the fucking munchkins in or whatever the bloody hell they are in his backpack, and that's airport security. So this guy is determined to hunt him down. He's chasing him across to Miami, and he follows him to great big parties and gets drunk and wasted. But seriously, there is no plot. To actually break down the synopsis, there is no plot to this film at all. It has writers. I don't believe they are writing. I believe they're on a vacation, just had a pen and paper, wrote down Alvin and the Chipmunks. What's the plot line next? Let's think of a title first. A road trip. Road trip. That's a good idea. We can change it to road trip. Good idea. They need to go somewhere. Dave, their father figure, get married. Get engaged. Oh, good. That's a good idea. But they don't want him married because, their future mother might have a stepson who is an asshole to him. Oh, that's gold. That's gold. And there's the plot. That is the whole... That was how the writing room would have gone. Because that is all the detail there is in this film. That is it. However, with that said, is this the worst film I've ever seen? Certainly not. You know why? Because, look, it is aimed at kids. It's aimed at young children who, as I said, don't know better. You know, they're born with a fetal mind that will not educate or grow until about the age of 10. And then they realise how stupid they were for enjoying this shit. So it's not aimed at people like me and people. By the way, P1, I've not listened to your review because I did not want to get sidetracked or influenced in any way, shape, or form. Not that I was going to need to, because I knew I was not going to like this movie going into it, and I tried to give it a chance. I really did. I was like, maybe it's just going to be some innocent dumb film, and dumb is not even count for how stupid this fucking movie is. It really has the lamest jokes, and it doesn't try. It literally doesn't, and the title tells you it doesn't try with Road Chip. It's literally based around that one title, exactly what I explained before. A bunch of so-called writers sitting down, thinking a way to cash in on a concept that literally should have had one film at the most, but four fucking movies in, and it's like, where are they going to take it next? Are they going to take it to Alvin and the Chipmunks go into space? Alvin and the Chipmunks, meets the Star Wars. I mean, who knows? I mean, they're already. It's just, it is literally painful to see films like this get made, when then you see independent films that are actually really good that get no coverage or no screen time because they're not aimed at a certain audience. But it's people that pay and see these movies. I mean, if this was straight to DVD or Blu-ray, couldn't give a shit. If this was Netflix, couldn't care. Unless you're Adam Sandler and you're doing that fucking Ridiculous 6, but that's a whole different story. But, I don't know what P1 said. I don't even know what he reviewed. I don't know what review he gave this. But, to really break it down, it is not the worst film I've ever seen. Far from it, because it is aimed at kids. It's not aimed at a fuckwit, not a 30-year-old man like me. But I just thank God that I had my girlfriend with me, because if I was sitting there alone, I very well could have punched the people behind me who were clapping. And not because of, not the kids. The kids were just there laughing along. The parents, though. You are influencing your kids to enjoy shit. Okay? Yeah, take them. Especially when The Force Awakens is out. Take them to see that. I would have rather watched anything but this. If I had the choice, I would have gone and watched Leo's new movie. At least that's getting good. Which I have to check out, people, because, we're doing our top 10 bullshit, whatever it is, for the year. The acting. I don't want to criticize the actors, because they get given the script they're given. Jason Lee, his character's annoying. But is that his fault, or was it the script? I don't know. I really don't know. Justin Long, who does Elvin, does his part, plays Elvin, he's just there, he's there for a paycheck. Same with the rest of the crew, But Tony Hale, the guy who played that bloody airport security guy who tracks him down, I don't want to see you in a film ever again. Ever. I don't care if you're in the next Star Wars movie, I'll walk out. Because you are abysmal, and you are an abomination to the screen, by the way you acted. Christine Applegate, who played one of the Chipettes, and Anna Faye, or whatever the bloody name is. They do the part, so I'm not going to criticise any of the acting. Because, yes, they just give them what they're given. Yeah, they can't help it. But on a scale of the movie spoilers rating, what I would give this? I mean, come on, do you really need to be told? Do I really need to even say the words of what I need to rate it? You know? I mean, I'm not even going to rate it. I'm not. Because you know what it is. You know what I'm giving this film review. And did you ever expect me to give anything but that? Honestly. Yeah. And no, it's not a fucking rent it or a fucking bloody stream it. Yeah, you know what it is. Alright? It's... You know, I feel for P1. I really do. I feel for the man who has to review films alone and see them all the time. And I get your pain now. I really do. I really do. Because sitting here with my own thoughts, thinking, and having to backtrack. I mean, I saw this movie a couple of days ago. So it's like, it's fermented and it's been the idea in my head and it's slowly faded away. It's gone. And now I'm bringing it all back and I'm realizing how much this film could really piss me off. And that's why I did the 5-minute rush rant first, people. I got all my anger, all my hatred out in that. So if you want to see a full, my full opinion of it with hatred in 5 minutes, check that out. But as of here, I really wanted to sit down, give my opinion about it, and just let it ferment in my brain for a little while. And as I say, look, it's not the worst film I've seen. You know, as like I spoke about Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight. That film annoys me because of the potential of Tarantino. Is this worse than that? Of course it's worse than that. I mean, Jesus, this movie is fucking abysmal. As for worst of the year, I honestly... I haven't seen enough movies to say it's the worst film of the year. I mean, I'm sure there's worse. But with that said, people, look... we know we're going to get another one. You know you're going to get... And I would like to see what people say. What will the next Alvin and the Chipmunks movie be? Because it's going to be, you know... I've got it. It's going to be Alvin and the Chipmunks chip off the old block. You know, they're going to have a little kid, and it's going to be, oh, look, it's a chip off the old block, isn't he? Fuck this film. You know, fuck that idea. If people are listening to this, and they actually make that fucking movie with that title, I'm not going to make any more bets. I've lost enough bets on this goddamn site to make any more bets. I will not make, but if that title comes out, then God help us all. You know what? I said before at the start of the review, anyway, Paulie from Rocky IV was listening to Alvin and the Chipmunks. There's a good crossover. Crossover the next movie with Creed. Have Adonis Creed fight Alvin and the rest of the Chipmunks. There's a good spin-off. Alvin versus Creed. Now that I'd pay to see. Fuck you all, people.
You say Alvin. Hardy.
Alvin.
Hardy.
Alvin.
Alvin! You said that in the non-party way, man.
Buzzkill!